Welcome back to Alabama's Morning News with JT. I'm John Mounts. I'm sitting in for him today. He'll be back tomorrow. And we're on great radio stations like News Radio 105.5 WERC in Birmingham, 105.9 WRTR in Tuscaloosa, and 101.9 The Big Wax up in Gadsden. And we are talking with Josh Cornett of Movement Mortgage, as well as Gusty Gulas of the Gusty Gulas Group. And more importantly, you guys also have your own show right here on this very radio station, right?
Yes,
yeah, we do.
And I missed it yesterday morning, but I won't make that mistake again this weekend. Every Sunday morning at 7:30, right?
That's right.
And talk about all things real estate. Well, before the break, we were talking about why it's such a good idea to possibly park some money in some real estate and watch it appreciate. Now we're going into the holidays. Everyone's trying to spend money on presents and all sorts of other stuff. But do people... Gusty, do people buy houses for Christmas?
I tell you what, you know, a lot of rentals, the leases run out at the end of the year. So December is usually a really busy month for home sales. I will tell you that our team has over 50 homes under contract to close in the month of December. Compared to last year, that is significantly more, over double. So, you know, I'll tell you, it's people want to spend, they want to spend the holiday in a new place, and they want to have the tree up. And I think with everything that we've been through this year with COVID, it's really made people think about where they want to be in their future, not only in their jobs, but in their homes. And I think that this holiday season is really going to be a special place. And what better place to call a new home than really this holiday season?
Yep.
And Josh, is it harder to get the mortgage? Because my experience in buying houses before is the hardest process, it seemed like, was dealing with the – now, maybe you're different. But in general, dealing with the mortgage company, I would imagine right around the holidays is even more difficult. Is
well,
it harder
no,
to get that
John,
process done?
Yeah, John, logistically, the holidays, November and December, can be nightmarish. And the reason why is there's a lot of people – what most people don't understand about the mortgage process is we're kind of the quarterbacks of the whole transaction after Gusty – you know, puts it under contract, he sends it to me. Well, then we've got to deal with the title company. We've got to deal with the closing attorney. We've got to deal with an appraiser, the homeowner's insurance agent, maybe a mortgage insurance agent. There's a lot of different moving parts that we've got to do. And what do people do during vacations? They take vacation. Mm-hmm. Or during holidays, they take vacations, right? So we've got an underwriter we've got to deal with. So we've got to get all this stuff in. You know, we've got to get it all packaged up and put it in this pretty little box. Send it to the underwriter. The underwriter's got to do their thing. Well, if one person takes a vacation, that could absolutely put a wrench in the wheel. So
it's kind of like JT taking a vacation today.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
JT wrenched your wheel, John.
Some parallels, yeah.
Yeah. You see what, yeah. So I mean, yeah, it can be hard, right? But it just takes some planning on the front side, and you got to be a little more diligent with your calendar. But, you know, I mean, you can make it work. The problem is the most people don't realize is they're not the only ones trying to buy a house and be in before Thanksgiving or before Christmas. So is everybody else. So you got a lot of people trying to jam into that, and the funnel clogs up sometimes. So you've got to be really, really, really mindful of getting your documents and your money in order before you kind of get the process
Be nice
started.
To the mortgage people.
Yes, please, for the love of Pete. Take it easy on us, man. We're just trying.
So, Gusty, if people want to buy a house, sell a house, whatever, they want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
205-542-1996 or online at gustygulas.com.
And you'll put them in touch with Josh to get that thing financed?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, guys, thanks so much for coming in. Don't forget to tip your waitress on your way out. You're listening to Alabama's Morning News. And up next, it's the Rush Limbaugh Morning Minute.